Hi, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, so this is mainly for South by Southwest, which I guess Neon Blondes might be playing?
Yeah, maybe. We haven't figured it out yet.
Alright, so I guess we'll just start off with what made you decide to do a side project from the Blood Brothers?
Well, there's a couple reasons. I mean, one was just the natural need of being in a band like the Blood Brothers. It's been a band for a little over 8 years now.
Yeah.
Just to do something in a different environment. It helped to not grow creatively stagnant, you know, to just every once in a while do something under different circumstances without, like, the same four people that you've been playing music with for almost a decade.
Yeah.
And then the other reason was just, I was coming up with a lot of songs and there wasn't really anything going on in the Blood Brothers and we didn't have any immediate plans. This was 2004, like August of 2004, like right before Crimes came out.
Yeah.
There just wasn't any plans to write any songs at that time, so I just kind of decided to do something else.
Right on. And then how long did it take to write everything that ended up on the EP and the album?
I wrote it all in about 4 months.
Right on. Was there anything left over that you might release later, or was pretty much everything you wrote ended up on there?
There's a lot of stuff on my computer that I wrote and didn't use, but it'll probably just stay there.
Alright. in your opinion, how do you think the music differs from what you've written with the Blood Brothers?
I think there's a real stark difference stylistically, just with certain songs just being a lot simpler than Blood Brothers songs, and just a stylistic decision to do something on certain songs that's just more dancey and kind of just intended to be fun and, like, intended to provoke joy, I guess. That was my idea. But I think that a lot of it is just, it's just different than the Blood Brothers because, I mean, in the Blood Brothers, there's a chemistry that's been garnered from being in a band together for as long as we have that
yeah.
just doesn't exist when it's just one person. So I think that kind of a difference maybe only someone within our band could really tell. But yeah, that's what I would say about that.
Yeah. And then how did you meet the guys from Dimmack that put everything out?
I've known him forever. I met him first probably in 1999 when he set up a house show for the Blood Brothers in Goleta. But he's been an old friend of mine for a really long time.
Right on. And then do you have any more plans to record any more Neon Blonde stuff, or is it more just a one-time thing?
Eventually, yeah. I wrote a lot of material. The Blood Brothers did this tour with Great Cambria, and we were traveling on a bus, so there was just a lot of free space and time that I could devote to writing. So I wrote about 10 or 12 songs that I intend to use for another Neon Blonde record, but right now we're in the middle of writing the Blood Brothers record, and that's gonna take up pretty much all of my time until summer.
Yeah.
So I do have plans, but it's just sort of like on the back burner at the moment.
Right on. And then how did the shows go that you did with Neon Blonde? You guys did CMJ, right?
Yeah, it was cool. It was pretty, you know, it was different. It's different. I mean, just because I'm used to playing in the Blood Brothers and, you know, we've played like thousands of shows, to do something that's just totally different. We didn't play enough shows to really get into a groove. But it was fun and it was different and under different circumstances. It was just cool.
Right on. Yeah, I saw the one that was here in LA, the one at the Roxy, that was really good.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Do you have is there any more plans to do more shows with Neon Blonde, or maybe just later on?
Not in the immediate future, just because, like I said, we're writing like 5 days a week, for this Blood Brothers record, so I don't really think that anytime soon we're going to be playing shows, but
yeah,
we will be playing shows again someday.
And then, also wondering what you if you've heard the other guys' project, the Headwound City record. Did you like?
Oh yeah, of course.
Like that at all?
Did I what?
I would say, I was just wondering if you've heard it at all or what you thought of it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I heard it. I mean, they recorded it in January of last year, so
yeah,
I heard it a long time ago. It's really cool.
Cool. And then last thing I think is I was gonna ask you about Crystal City. Like, when did you start designing stuff for that, and then how's it been going?
I started doing it about this time last year, actually, and it's been going really, really well. Considering, I mean, we just kind of, me and my girlfriend just sort of started it, just to see what would happen. You know, we didn't really have any big plans. We just kind of wanted to break out from designing band merch into something that's like more mainstream.
Yeah.
And so it's cool. It's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot more work than I ever thought it would be, but it's really rewarding.
Right on. And then I guess just lastly, like, what is just your plans for the rest of the year? You said you're working on the Blood Brothers record. Is that pretty much
We're gonna be writing until spring, and then we're recording with Guy from Fugazi. All
right.
So we'll be doing that in late spring to summer, and then hopefully the Blood Brothers record will come out in September of this year, and then it'll just be touring after that, pretty much.
Cool. And then I guess if we use some of this for the radio thing, if you wanted to pick maybe like 3 or 4 songs from like other bands, or just even just 3 or 4 other bands that we'll hunt down and we could throw into the mix when we hear it.
Okay.
You can play DJ for a little bit.
What?
I said you get to play DJ for a bit. Pick some tunes.
Yeah. I would say maybe try to find a track off of the new My Morning Jacket record.
All right.
And I'm trying to think of like what new CDs I've bought. This band Celebration. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them. I don't think I've actually heard any music from them.
They're really great. I would play something from them, and then maybe just something from the Arcade Fire record.
Okay, cool. All right, so here, let me turn the speaker off. All right, so that's it.
All right, so there's the interview from Johnny. I'm going to see if I can find any of those bands that he was talking about. And thank you, everybody, for listening. That interview is actually in the South by Southwest guide. Available in Scratch Magazine next month. It's free. I also did the interview for Rocky Vadalato, which was aired last week, I think, or the week before. But anyways, you guys can all check out. Go to killradio.org. That interview, as well as all the other ones that we've had on the show, are available for playback anytime. And also all of our playlists are on myspace.com/strobeliferadio. All right, so I'm going to finish out the hour, play some tunes, and everybody stick around.
I'm a bitch.
This is Strobe Life Radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. That was Le Tigre, of course, member of which J.D. Sampson DJed at our last party at the Key Club. We are doing it again this month, this coming Tuesday, Ruby VIP. We have Hard Place performing a full set and have a little duet with them and Totally Rad. So that party will be Totally Rad. All right, so we're going to mix it up here a little bit. If you want more info on the party, it's free next Tuesday with Ruby Tuesdays at the Key Club. You can, it's on our MySpace page. There's a flyer, address, all that stuff. DJ Bip Jeffington is going to DJ the party to start and performance, and then the Capes are going to be playing upstairs, and they're going to guest DJ downstairs afterwards. So check out all those bands. Come to the party. Come say hi. And here's a little mix-up for you.
Branded a fool, what will they say?
Hit me!
It's the one and only Eagle Double G. You know what I'm with the D4P.
You know the West Coast is back for all you. So put something in the air, put it in the air, yeah,
suck, no. Top dog, bite them all, yeah, I'm burning it up. DPG, see, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homie.
homies thug, homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. I step up in this mother, just a swank in my hand. Street quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some grip and take the smoke on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
Shape up. I need a man.
Slipping on yak, clipping all the amps, dipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood, South Central, out to the west side.
West side.
It's California love, it's California bug. Got your boy a gang of bug. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club with my jeans on and my team strong. Get my drink on and my smoke on, then go home with something to poke on.
Sup, Trey?
Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
So better shape up, 'cause you need a man.
I need a man.
Great love, buck.
Keep me satisfied.
Yeah. A better shape up. I'm gonna prove it.
That my faith is justified.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure down deep inside. You're the one that I want.
You're the one that I want.
All right, that was the Bronx. This is Strobe Life Radio. This show is actually named after that band because I love them. They are amazing. They were just played here last month or the month before. They just finished a tour. Anybody who got to see them play live, I'm sure, feels the same way because they're amazing. If you know anything about the Bronx yet, be sure to check them out. They have a new CD coming out pretty soon, and one out already that is going to go down in history. That's my favorite album. All right. So let's see. What else is going on? Head over to myspace.com/strobelife radio and we'll play some requests. I can't really find anything that Johnny requested in this little studio. So y'all got to do the research on your own and listen to what he said. But I have an online request for some Billy Talent. I'm guessing this person is from Canada because pretty much nobody in America knows who this band is. So, all right. Here we go. Billy Talent. All right, Strobe Life Radio. That was Theo and the Skyscrapers. For anybody who knows, Theo Kogan was in the Lunatics, one of the greatest bands ever. And that's her new band, Theo and the Skyscrapers. For a while there, it was just called Theo, and she was Theo in the band Theo, which I thought was kind of cool. Anyways, let's see if I can fill out some more requests here. I'm going to play some more Kids on TV, because I played them earlier in the first hour. But I don't know if anybody caught that, but I'm going to play them again because I love them. This is a different song. Kids on TV, they're from Toronto, very dancey. They say some dirty words, so if any kids are listening, plug your ears. And adults listening, turn it up and dance. All right, we'll be right back. Thanks.
Realize that you have a market value.
Market?
Yeah. A little blonde who break dances and sucks conk.
I see.
We could make $5,000 a week easy off your ass.